AM 790 KABC and the USC Trojans Media Network are proud to present the Athletic Brewing Company Trojans Basketball Pregame Show.
80 for three in the tie. It's good. Tajidi delivers.
Brought to you by Athletic Brewing Company. Non-alcoholic craft beer for opening tip to the final buzzer. Great tasting, low calorie, and brewed without compromise. By your helpful SoCal Honda dealers. The SoCal Honda dealers are doing random acts of helpfulness across Southern California all season long, and they can help you too. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find a helpful Honda dealer near you. By State Farm. With surprisingly great rates, State Farm is the real deal. You can get personalized service from your local agent or use the State Farm mobile app when you're on the go. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
5-on-4 the other way. Agbuntola all the way. Throws it to Chavez Goodwin, who finishes with two hard hands.
The pregame show is also brought to you by Redbox. Redbox is the official at-home movie partner of the Pac-12. Visit Redbox.com for new movies and thousands more. By Dos Equis. Drink a Dos Equis, fight on, and repeat. Dos Equis, proud partner of USC Athletics. And by Nissan, proud partners of the USC Trojans. Fight on. No. We go courtside to the voice of Trojans basketball, Jordan Moore.
Hello and welcome inside the Galen Center, just across Figueroa from the University of Southern California, where tonight the USC men's basketball Trojans take on the Washington State Cougars. I am Jordan Moore, joined tonight by a special guest on the broadcast, USC legend Sam Clancy. We'll be hearing from him in just a few minutes, but first, let me recap another successful night for the Trojans as USC dusted Washington on Thursday to make it five straight victories overall. The Trojans are now 10-2, sitting very comfortably at number 13 in the net rankings and a sixth seed in Joe Lunardi's bracket, if you're already peeking at your bracketology. It was a team effort on Thursday as five different Trojans scored in double figures, led by a career-high 18 points for Isaiah Mobley. USC shot 51% from the field, had 20 assists, only 10 turnovers, and held the Huskies to 38% shooting. The 27-point win was USC's largest over UW since 2001, a game that Sam Clancy had 16 points in. Tonight, Washington State is the final hurdle on USC's three-game homestand. The resurging Cougars are having a good season, 9-3 overall, but they were beaten by 30 in Pauley Pavilion on Thursday. Nevertheless, they pose a threat with high-scoring guard Isaac Bonton leading the way. So here we go. The Trojans are looking for their first 5-1 start in conference since 2002, a season in which Sam Clancy won Pac-10 Player of the Year. It's USC versus Washington State, and it's next on the Trojan Basketball Media Network.
Borrowing smart is top of mind for everyone these days. If you're in the market for a new or used car or want to lower your current payment, an auto loan from USC Credit Union definitely qualifies as a smart move. With rates as low as 1.99% APR, USC Credit Union makes getting the car loan you want affordable and hassle-free from the comfort of your home. Make the smart move. Choose the lender thousands of community members just like you already know and trust. Find your rate and get pre-approved at usccreditunion.org/fightOn. See website for details.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent the War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsor promotion in any way.
Hey Trojan fans, say goodbye to change fees and hello to more flexibility than ever before with United, who has permanently eliminated change fees on all flights within the U.S. or between the U.S. and Mexico or the Caribbean. And starting January 1st, they'll offer complimentary same-day standby for all. No matter how plans change, make the most of it with United. United, proud to fly USC football. Elimination of change fees doesn't include basic economy tickets.
Show us what you got. Larry
O'Connor. I don't want to be negative all the time. I, don't want to constantly criticize the governor of California and remind you of the website recallgavin2020.com. I don't want to point out all of the ways that he has failed the state and failed you, the citizens of this state. Forget about glass half full, glass half empty. I just want to make sure we get the right size glass. That's all.
Larry O'Connor, weekdays 10 to noon on AM 790 KABC. Tackling the day's headlines. John Phillips, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 790 KABC.
Back inside the Galen Center, getting you set for USC and Washington State. Jordan Moore alongside Sam Clancy, who joins the broadcast for the first time. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks for having me.
It's awesome to have you inside. I was going to say back inside the Galen Center, but of course you did all your work over at the Sports Arena, which no longer exists. It has been a minute. We'll get into some history in a little bit, but first we're going to get to our keys to the game. Your local Nissan dealers are proud partners of the USC Trojans. It's time now for the Nissan keys to the game. Sam, when looking at this one, what catches your eye today?
Today I'm looking for a lot of double-double trouble from the Mosley brothers. Evan and Isaiah are walking double-doubles. And I'm looking for them to combine at least 30 points and 20 rebounds tonight.
Yeah, they've had three double-doubles in the same game this season, right? Evan has five on the year, Isaiah has four, but three times they've done it in the same game.
Yeah, and the Trojans are also 10-0 whenever they out-rebound or have the same amount of rebounds as their opponent.
Yeah, we always look at the rebounding battle with this team. And then the shooting percentage. This USC team is the most efficient in terms of field goal percentage in the conference. And then when you look at Washington State, like USC, good defensive field goal percentage team. Both teams very good in terms of holding the opponent down in that category.
Today's going to be a defensive battle. They're both the top defensive teams in the nation. But I think the Trojans are best offensively when they're playing good defense, because the good defense allows them to get out in the break and run without having to set up a half-court offense every time, and it gives the freedom for open shots and wide-open dunks.
All right, just getting started here from the Galen Center. That's Sam Clancy. He's going to be with me on the broadcast all night long, giving his insight, a 20-plus-year basketball career to dive into, and we'll get into some of that next. You're listening to USC Men's Basketball on the Trojans Media Network.
How are you the ultimate USC fan?
Because I got this air horn installed in my throat.
Pretty sick, right?
Yes, you look really sick. What doctor would even do this?
Doctor? I did this myself. I mean, I can't swallow whole food, but still.
Wait, what?
Just gotta plow through it.
Hey, can I get a couple of soups up here? What about some chamomile tea?
Don't be that guy. Get a fan card. The smart way to be the ultimate USC fan. Just go to TrojanCards.com.
As an official sponsor of USC Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Trojan fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Trojans debit card, you can show your Trojans pride no matter where you are or when you're making a purchase. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studios to learn more. Copyright 2020, Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., all rights reserved.
Like winning drives? Catch Ben Shapiro on your drive home. Afternoons at 3 on AM 790 KABC.
The Trojans are ready for Washington State, and you should be too. Visit your Los Angeles Ralph's locations for your game day products to get ready for all your home gating needs. Download the Ralph's app for more details. Ralph's, proud partner of USC Athletics. Jordan Moore back with Sam Clancy getting you set for USC and Washington State. And Sam, we want to look back a little bit. I mentioned it earlier, 2002 Pac-10 Player of the Year, and then you go on to what has been a very long, circuitous professional career. It's taken you all over the world. What have you been up to since last the Trojan family really saw you?
Oh, I've been traveling the world. I played in 10 countries on 4 different continents. Last, I was in Argentina for probably the last 8-9 years, something like that. So old man was still playing, and now I'm finally ready to hang it up and move on with the rest of my life.
What was your favorite country to live in, play in?
That's probably the question I get the most. Everywhere has its goods and bads, but I loved Argentina the most. It was, the people treated me like I was one of their own, like a native son.
Well, as you mentioned, it's been a while. It is now the 20-year anniversary of your Elite Eight team, that run that you guys made in 2001. when you look back at that now 20 years later, you know, what stands out from that run?
Honestly, it was some of the best times in my basketball career. What stood out was that everybody was gelled at the same moment. We were honestly, before that run, we were struggling in the Pac, in the Pac-10 at the time. We were struggling the last few games. And we went to that, the tournament, and we just, everybody started clicking at the same moment. And it was really like Cinderella, you know.
And it was a group, you know, not unlike what we've seen Andy Enfield do here. It was a group that sort of built from the ground up a little bit too, right? I mean, there were hard times that you know, in particular, that five, that core five went through before you had the sort of glory years at the end.
Yeah, we didn't just come into success. We had to work. For me, it was 2 years. We had to work hard 2 years. I mean, when I first started at USC, it was probably this many people here in the crowd over there at the sports arena. But, no, we came in. We came in all together. So our core guys, we came in together, so we grew together. So by the time we got to that Elite Eight run, we were already, you know, we were already gelling. We were friends on and off the court for three, four years by then.
And then as we fast forward now, I'm just interested, obviously, it's been from abroad, from afar, your thoughts on where the USC program has gone. You guys had it sort of up to a spike. The Tim Floyd era had it up to a spike a little bit. Then it took a major dip. Andy Enfield comes in, and it has been tough sledding, but he has now gotten it really to a consistency level that we have not seen, even in those eras where you guys had great spikes, where, you know, this team is winning 20-plus games every season.
He really put USC back on the map. Every year we're competitive. Every year winning 20-plus wins. Every time I look up, he's breaking records for most wins as a coach. You know, I think it's 5 years now for highest win span and everything. And also, he's just producing NBA players left and right. So, I mean, I think the sky's the limit for the program. This team is great, and I think they're only going to get better.
And you mentioned sky's the limit. Certainly talent-wise, that's true for Evan Mobley. What are your impressions so far from Evan through a dozen games?
He's better than advertised. I mean, honestly, just hearing about him, I was like, I don't know if he can do all this stuff. But watching the kid, watching film, he is better than advertised. He's a generational talent. He can do everything on the floor. And I just love his unselfishness amongst everything else.
Looking forward to watching him with you here tonight. USC Basketball is brought to you in part by the California Highway Patrol's designated driver program. Remember to plan ahead and don't drive impaired. Tip time is next. USC Washington State on the Trojans Media Network.
You've been listening to the Athletic Brewing Company Trojans Basketball Pregame Show.
Evan Mobley wide open for three, and the big fella knocks it down.
Brought to you by Athletic Brewing Company. Non-alcoholic craft beer for opening tip to the final buzzer. Great tasting, low calorie, and brewed without compromise. By your helpful SoCal Honda dealers. The SoCal Honda dealers are doing random acts of helpfulness across Southern California all season long, and they can help you too. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find a helpful Honda dealer near you. By State Farm. We're surprised great rates. State Farm is the real deal. You can get personalized service from your local agent or use the State Farm mobile app when you're on the go. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Peterson on the right wing, looking inside to Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley sees a triple team, finds a cutting Isaiah White and dunks it down with two hands.
The pregame show is also brought to you by Redbox. Redbox is the official at-home movie partner of the Pac-12. Visit Redbox.com for new movies and thousands more. By Dos Equis. Drink a Dos Equis, fight on, and repeat. Dos Equis, proud partner of USC Athletics. And by Nissan, proud partners of the USC Trojans. Fight on. Don't go anywhere. Tip-off is next, right here, on your home for Trojans basketball. AM 790 KABC and the USC Trojans Media Network.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent the War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Make some noise.
Throw it up.
Peterson lopped it. Oh, there's the one-hand throw down. That's what we came to see.
Sweet ball, baby. Sweet ball, baby.
USC Trojans basketball is brought to you by Dos Equis. Drink a Dos Equis, fight on, and repeat. Dos Equis, proud partner of USC Athletics. By your helpful SoCal Honda dealers. The SoCal Honda dealers are doing random acts of helpfulness across Southern California all season long, and they can help you too. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find a helpful Honda dealer near you. By State Farm. With surprisingly great rates, State Farm is the real deal. You can get personalized service from your local agent or use the State Farm mobile app when you're on the go. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Throw it up, throw it up, throw it up, throw it up.
Mobley will lead the USC to the front court. Lob it up on Polo, throws it down with two hands.
USC Trojans basketball is also brought to you by Redbox, the official at-home movie partner of the Pac-12. Visit Redbox.com for new movies and thousands more. By Athletic Brewing Company, non-alcoholic craft beer for opening tip to the final buzzer. Great tasting, low calorie, and brewed without compromise. And by Nissan, proud partners of the USC Trojans. Fight on.
Fight on. Fight on.
Now, let's go courtside to the voice of Trojans basketball, Jordan Moore.
It's tip time inside the Galen Center, downtown Los Angeles, a Pac-12 matchup between the USC Trojans and the Washington State Cougars. I'm Jordan Moore alongside Sam Clancy. It's time now for your starting lineups presented by Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Children's Hospital Los Angeles, because your child's health is essential. USC comes in at 10-2 overall, 4-1 in conference play. Their head coach is Andy Enfield. Washington State at 9-3 overall, 2-3 in the league. Kyle Smith is their second year head coach. The starting lineup for Washington State begins with Isaac Bonton, a 6'3" senior guard. 18 points per game, one of the top scorers in the conference. Noah Williams is their two guard, 6'5", a sophomore from Seattle. He averages 12 points per game. Shooter, a freshman, Andre Yakimovsky, 6'8", from Macedonia. And then inside for the Cougs, Deshaun Jackson, a 6'10", 235-pound freshman from Vallejo. And Efa Abagidi, 6'10", 225-pound freshman from Nigeria. He's at 10 points, 8 boards, 2 blocks, and shoots it at 46% from 3. So he is certainly one to watch. Sam Clancy, who do you have your eye on when we look at the Cougars?
I'm looking at Efa Abagidi. Watching him, he's extremely explosive, great defensively. He can play one-on-one in the defense without commanding the double team. And also he shoots a three-pointer at a high clip. I think he's really surprising a lot of people with his play early on this season.
Yeah, he was a Pac-12 Freshman of the Week earlier this year. The Trojans starting lineup has been consistent under Andy Enfield of late. Taj Eady is the point guard. He remains the point guard in the starting lineup for now. Ethan Anderson did return in the last game. They're working Ethan back in slowly, though. Eady at 12.3 points per game. He leads the team with 21 made threes. The two guard is Drew Peterson. Peterson is a Swiss Army knife kind of player. And across the board, he's third on the team in scoring, third in rebounding, first in assists. He makes 45% of his threes. He has been so key for the Trojans this year. Isaiah White, the slasher, the wing, at 8 points per game, 4 rebounds. He is second on the team in free throw attempts, despite being fifth in minutes. So always playing downhill, aggressive basketball. Inside for the Trojans, of course, Sam teed it up at the top, the Mobley brothers. Isaiah, a good scoring week for him, averaging 17 points per game in the previous two. He's over double figures on the season, plus 7.5 rebounds. Evan Mobley, of course, just keeps humming along. 16 points, nearly 9 rebounds. He leads the Pac-12 in rebounding and blocks per game. Who are you looking for tonight for the Trojans, Sam?
I'm looking for Isaiah Mobley to continue his strong play. It seems like he's finally settled down and figured out his role and where he's going to get his shots from on the team. And you can see it with the last game having his career high.
This copyrighted broadcast is the property of USC Sports Properties, a division of Fox Sports. Any rebroadcast or reproduction without the express written consent of USC Sports Properties is strictly prohibited. Your referees tonight are Randy McCall, DJ Nelson, and Brad Ferry. The lineups have been announced on the court. The teams are in their huddles. The Trojans' warm-up shirts tonight are inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Of course, it is MLK Day on Monday, so wearing them in advance of that. And the players have 6 different quotes, MLK quotes, that they had to choose from in their warm-up shirts, and so a variety that they got to wear during warm-ups. And Washington State is wearing warm-up T-shirts that say "Together" on the back. So both teams certainly with a message in mind as we get to play here tonight. The Trojans are in their white uniforms. Trojans across the chest in Cardinal. Washington State is in gray. It says WSU in white across the chest. Again, the starting five for the Trojans, Edie Peterson, White, Mobley, and Mobley. It will be Evan Mobley to jump center against Deshaun Jackson. Evan Mobley has won most of the tips so far this season. Here we go. It was a missed time tip by both players. I don't think either made contact with it, but Isaiah White picked it up, gave it to Tajidi, and it will be USC basketball to get things started. Washington State comes out in a man-to-man defense. They're trying to trap Peterson in the corner. He throws it out to Isaiah White, who drives the lane. His runner bounces off the back rim, up and through, and Isaiah White breaks the ice for the Trojans with an early bucket. Isaac Bonton will run the show for Washington State. Drew Peterson, I was curious to see who would get the matchup. It's Drew Peterson that starts on Bonton. Bonton comes to his left. He kicks it to the corner, and there is that center that Sam talked about, Efa Abagidi, trying the left corner three. He missed it. Peterson gets the rebound and goes the other way for the Trojans. Looking for a high ball screen from Evan Mobley. Again, he sees a double team. This time he goes cross-court to Isaiah White, and his three on the way is pure. Isaiah White with five quick points for the Trojans.
Peterson with his 6'7 frame, able to see over defense and make the pinpoint pass to the corner.
Peterson leads the team in assists, and he gets one there to Isaiah White. So a 5-0 start for USC. We played a minute. Now they're going inside trying to attack Evan Mobley, and they do so successfully. Deshaun Jackson bullies him on the block, and Washington State is on the board. Peterson, again, looking at a double team. Again, trying to throw a cross-court pass. This time, Bonton read it. He saved it in bounds, though, and he threw a perfect bounce pass to Evan Mobley, who dunks it down. Never save the ball under your own basket, they say. And that's exactly why, as Bonton thought he had a steal, and instead, he gets an assist to Evan Mobley. Again, they're going to Jackson, this time with Isaiah Mobley on his back. Again, he comes back to the right hand, and he misses this one but gets a foul off of Isaiah. So Deshaun Jackson, Sam, who averages just 4 points in the season, seems like a guy they're trying to play through early on in this one.
It looks like scouting reporters, they're trying to attack SC inside early and try to pick up fouls on the Mosley brother. The first play, Evan, he didn't stand his ground, and Jackson was able to bully him for a layup. Second play, he was able to get to the free throw line.
Jackson is a 55% free throw shooter, but he makes the first one here. Washington State is not a particularly good free throw shooting team, although still better than the Trojans. Jackson makes them both, though. And so he has all four for Washington State. USC leads 7-4. Quick start for both teams. We played just a minute and a half. Evan Mobley at the top of the key. Now Edie on the left wing. Looking inside to Evan. Evan makes a catch on the baseline. He'll try to back down Jackson now. Kicks it to Edie, who cuts in the lane. Edie takes a baby jumper, which dies in the back rim and comes home for him. And USC's gotten a couple friendly rolls at that end of the court. And the Trojans have opened 4 of 4. On Thursday, they opened 6 of 6 from the field. So this team has gotten the memo about starting fast at the offensive end. 9-4 to the Trojans. Here's the three-point shooter, Yakimovsky. They work it around the perimeter. Bonton will take a long two, and he'll splash that one through. So Isaac Bonton makes his first shot, and it's 9-6 to the Trojans, and both teams shooting well in the early going. Isaiah Mobley behind the arc, hands to Peterson. Peterson looks to drive this time, cuts in the lane, spin move. His shot gets knocked away, and then off the hand of Isaiah Mobley and out to Washington State. So I think in the end they'll call that a missed shot. So Peterson's shot was blocked, and that'll be USC's first miss of the game. Wasn't sure whether they called it a turnover or a miss. And so USC now 4 of 5, and the Trojans trying to get back on defense and get locked in there. Three-man weave action for Washington State at the top, and a nice pass inside for a dunk. Bonton to Deshaun Jackson. Deshaun Jackson has 6 quick points. He's already above his season's average.
Looks like Bonton, he's drawing the defense, drawing two. He made a great kick to the roller Jackson for the easy flush.
So it's just a 9-8 game now, despite the Trojans' hot start. They have started poorly at the defensive end, and now Edie's looking at a double team, has to dribble out of it. Goes to Isaiah White, who moves it on to Drew Peterson. Now they're going inside to Evan. Evan thinking about facing up Jackson. He'll throw a cross-court pass to White. White cuts across the lane, loses the ball. There's the Trojans' first turnover. Bonton picks it up, and Washington State will head the other way. He's got Isaiah Mobley in a mismatch, and instead he'll give it up to Yakimovsky. He drives baseline, gets cut off by White. Still in trouble, looking for help. He goes out to Bonton. Bonton thinking about a deep three, instead gives it to Jackson. Jackson trying to hand it back to him. Bonton almost loses it, does lose it. Isaiah White dives on the floor, and they gave a timeout to Washington State. Nope. What did they say? That he was standing out of bounds? Maybe they said Washington State was standing out of bounds. So good hustle there by Isaiah White is rewarded.
The Trojans have to do a better job of keeping Bonton to his left. Every time he gets to his right hand, something bad happens for them.
Carlos Rosario is the first man in off the bench for Washington State. He played 17 minutes against UCLA. The entire season combined coming into that game, he had played just 12 minutes. So player that all of a sudden Kyle Smith has fallen in love with. Taj Eady dribbling into the lane. Taj Eady going all the way. Teardrop is good over the front rim. Nice drive by Taj Eady, not settling for the jumper early on.
Taj is such a veteran player. You can see that he plays poised in himself. He never rushes, and he always takes the shots that he wants to take.
USC going to a zone early on. It's 11-8 to the Trojans. We played 4 minutes, and they've changed defenses here. Jackson gets it inside, kicks it out to Rosario. He drives baseline. He throws it up, air ball. Evan Mobley affected that shot for certain. I don't know if he blocked it. And he picks up the loose ball and gives it to Taj Eady. USC will go the other way. Eady inside to Isaiah Mobley. His long teardrop is going to bounce home for him. That's the third friendly roll USC's gotten. And Washington State has to be shaking their heads as it's the third time USC's thrown it off the back rim and it's popped in for him. 13-8 to the Trojans. That's Isaiah's first bucket. And USC will stay with this 2-3 zone after a successful defensive possession. Bonton will go inside to Jackson, who goes out to Abogidi. He misses the corner three. They get the offensive rebound. That's Rosario, but he's standing on the baseline. I have to work on Abogidi, and Washington State will work on that USC 2-3 zone when we come back. USC 13, Washington State 8. Just getting started from Galen Center. 15:09 on the clock on the USC Trojans Media Network.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
How are you the ultimate USC fan?
Because I got this air horn installed in my throat.
Pretty sick, right?
Yes, you look really sick. What doctor would even do this?
Doctor? I did this myself.
I mean, I can't swallow whole food, but still.
Wait, what?
Just gotta plow through it.
Hey, can I get a couple of soups up here? What about some chamomile tea?
Don't be that guy. Get a fan card. The smart way to be the ultimate USC fan. Just go to TrojanCards.com.
Robert De Niro's a grandpa you don't want to mess with. Rent the War with Grandpa, now available at Redbox. When a widowed grandpa comes to visit, he takes over his grandson Peter's prized possession, his bedroom. Peter launches a campaign of pranks he thinks will help him win his room back. But Grandpa proves to be much sharper than the prankster Peter. And soon, all-out war ensues. Watch The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro and Christopher Walken. And make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Hear that? It's the sound of families across America baking the best of it. Adding savory flavor to breakfast, lunch, and dinner with Farmer John Bacon. Get some meal inspiration for your family at FarmerJohn.com. And hey, let's keep baking the best of it.
Check out our other winning team. Armstrong and Getty. Morning 6 to 10 on AM 790 KABC.
Trojans basketball is sponsored by Athletic Brewing, a proud partner of USC. Order great-tasting craft non-alcoholic beer online at athleticbrewing.com and get free shipping on 2 6-packs or more. USC leads 13-8 early on. Jordan Moore, Sam Clancy. Sam, Trojans have started 6 of 7 from the field.
You can't ask for a better start than what they have. Even though a lot of shots rattled around, that's the shooters bouncing. That's when you know your team's in a groove offensively.
Couple subs in for Washington State. They've changed their front court. Tony Miller in, a Montana transfer we've seen a little bit the last couple years. And Vladimir Markovetsky, who's a big fella, 7'1", 270 pounds, sophomore from Ukraine. Andy Enfield has stuck with the same five, and they're going inside to Evan Mobley out of the timeout. Evan's going to try to take Markovetsky in the lane. He misses a baby jumper, and it's out of bounds off Washington State. Tony Miller thought it was out off Isaiah Mobley, but instead it'll stay with USC, and they'll have it in the front court on the baseline. Taj Eady to trigger in for the Trojans. USC running a box set. Oh, USC doesn't seem to know what play they're running. Now changed it. Instead, they just lob it into Isaiah White. Goes up to catch it. Now give it to Taj Eady. Eady dribbles to the right baseline. Mid-range jumper is pure from Taj Eady. A lot of confident strokes out there.
Taj, he's so smooth with the mid-range pull-up. I mean, you can tell he's a veteran. He's a veteran guard. He knows exactly where to get to his spots. He doesn't force anything. He's so, super solid.
15-8 to the Trojans. 14:30 left first half from the Galen Center. Noah Williams on the left wing. He's been quiet so far. Moves it on to Mark Avetsky. Now Bonton. Bonton thinking about a three. Peterson gets a hand up so he doesn't take it. He kicks out to Tony Miller. Miller will take a three. Not who you'd expect. He misses it long, and Peterson gets another rebound. He'll rake it and take it in the other direction for the Trojans. Comes to the top of the key. Goes inside to Evan Mobley. Mobley spins past Mark Avetsky. Comes to his right-hand hook shot off glass. No good. And Mark Avetsky did a decent job there with the big body to deter Mobley. And Evans missed his first two shots. Quick trigger three from Isaac Bonton is good. Trojans cannot let Bonton get off.
Definitely have to pick him up a little higher in transition. He has NBA range, and he's the only scorer on the court. Definitely have to make sure you're aware of him.
Edie dribbles to the same spot. He misses the shot this time, though, and the weak side rebound goes to Mark Avetsky. It's USC 15, Washington State 11, 13:40 left. Miller trying to drive. Isaiah Mobley spins in the lane, loses the ball. Picked up by Evan. Evan's got the hit-ahead pass to Drew Peterson. Peterson will lay it up and in with the right hand. Trojans in transition off a turnover there.
What a luxury to have a seven-footer kiss the drip, two dribbles and pass a smooth pass for the layup.
17-11 to USC, and the Trojans back in that 2-3 zone. Washington State slowed down by it. They're going inside to Mark Avetsky, who loses the ball. And Isaiah White is the man that knocked it out of bounds. And so the Trojans in that 2-3 zone, they have no problem, I think, forcing the Washington State big men to be playmakers. They don't have the same skill set as the Trojan bigs.
No, I think the 2-3 actually plays into the hands of USC. In the zone, you need a great playmaking big so he can pass the ball on weak side.
Subs in for both teams. Off the bench for the Trojans, Ethan Anderson, who played 14 minutes in his return game the other night, as well as Chavez Goodwin, who will come in for Isaiah Mobley. Yakimovsky back out there for Washington State, and USC is back in man-to-man. Seven on the shot clock. Ethan Anderson draws Isaac Bonton. He gets a screen. He'll take a three. Chavez Goodwin gave him too much airspace, and he knocks another one through. Hot start for Bonton. Look out. He has eight. Trojans running the other way, though. Ethan Anderson ahead to Chavez Goodwin. Goodwin turned away at the rim. Gives it to Evan Mobley. Evan Mobley sidesteps the defender. He'll go up and get fouled. Evan will go to the line and shoot two. A big difference I noticed the other night with Ethan Anderson being back, Sam. Just a guy who's looking to push the tempo a little bit more, looking for that hit-ahead pass, a little bit more aggressive than what USC had at the point guard position with him out.
That's what the Trojans were missing. You need someone to get you into your offense, to get the players the ball wherever they feel comfortable, and now the big guys can catch the ball right in their spots without having to think too much and just go right into their moves.
Evan Mobley makes his first free throw of the night, the Trojans' first free throw of the night. And Ethan is really the only pure point on this team. Taj Eady, more of a combo guard, better looking for his own shot at times than he is for others. Drew Peterson has some point guard skills, but he's built like a wing and at times has trouble really running the show against smaller guards who can get under him.
It's difficult to play the game nowadays without a top-notch point guard controlling the team.
Trojans going to a full-court press, so continuing to try to change up some defenses here in Washington State, which has had good offensive success early. Almost get a steal. They're going to get a 10 count. The referees didn't see it. They do now. The referees were a second late on it. But Isaiah White's ferocious intensity in the press really forced that turnover.
You got to love Isaiah White's energy. He's already twice he's been on the floor diving for loose balls. He throws his body recklessly. He'll do anything for the team to win.
I think he's even more important in these empty arenas when you need your teammates to help bring the juice up, bring the energy. Isaiah White brings it every night. 19-14 to the Trojans. Anderson throws a cross-court pass to Drew Peterson. Peterson looked like he traveled, got away with it. Comes inside, lobs it to Evan Mobley. He goes inside on Jackson, trying to come to his left hand, sees a triple team, kicks it out to Ethan for three. That one looks long. It is long. The rebound inside goes to Washington State and Abagidi. Outlet to Bonton. Bonton's made a couple threes here. Now he tries to drive inside behind the back pass to DeSean Jackson. Jackson was not ready for it. Sometimes the passer is thinking differently than the receiver.
I would like to see Evan Mobley take his time and look for his own shot. He's not getting the double teams because the Washington State think they can guard him one-on-one. So if he just gets to his shot, get to his spot, he can reach up over him and shoot anytime he wants.
He started 1 of 3 from the field. Just that early dunk, which he kind of fell into. Peterson has it now, goes inside to Chavez Goodwin. He's got Abagidi on him. Tries to drive Abagidi inside, comes to his right-hand hook shot. That one will roll off. So this time USC does not get the friendly roll. Abagidi gets the rebound and outlets to Bonton. Bonton a perfect 3 of 3 from the field for 8 points. And he gets bumped there by Isaiah White. That'll get us to the under 12 timeout. Trojans by 5 in the early going. It's been a bit of an offensive shootout between two of the best defensive teams in the country. USC 19, Wazoo 14. 11:34 left first half in the Galen Center on the Trojans Media Network.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Enterprise Rent-A-Car has total mobility solutions for Trojan fans. Taking your spirit on the road, Enterprise has you covered. Need a truck to haul your Trojan memorabilia? They do that, too. Rent an exotic vehicle for Troy Week? Check. What about buying any of the above? Yes, yes, and yes. When you're ready, we're ready. Enterprise, official partner of USC Athletics. Fight on.
Sacking the competition, Larry O'Connor. Weekdays 10 to noon on AM 790 AABC.
Trojan fans, no matter where you cheer on USC this basketball season, be sure to grab an ice-cold Dos Equis for tip-off and fight on. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. USC 19, Washington State 14. Jordan Moore and Sam Clancy back with you inside the Galen Center. And, you know, Sam, I think Washington State will be fairly comfortable with the start they've gotten off to, particularly at the offensive end, because they got their guy going, Isaac Bonton.
Yeah, the Trojans have to do a better job controlling Bonton. You know, he's the head of the snake, and he can shoot it deep, and he wants to get right. He's a creative scorer, and you can't let him get going, or else the whole team follows behind him. You gotta cut the head off of the snake.
You know, I was curious, and we've seen them switch to zone here, because in talking to the coaches, one thing that they haven't figured out yet about this year's team is sort of who their one perimeter defensive stopper is. So you see Bonton, last year it would have been Jonah Matthews. That would have been Jonah's assignment right from tip. Tonight we've seen Drew Peterson, but we've seen them pretty quickly switch to a zone here, as Bonton is going to get his first rest of the game, and Miles Warren, the backup point guard, will have it, and he's looking at the 2-3 zone. Warren on the left wing. Now Noah Williams, his first shot of the game is no good. Rebound inside to Peterson, as Peterson is working the glass in the early going. And when he does so, then he could just be his own outlet man. Now he goes to Isaiah Mobley. Mobley drives inside. Teardrop is going to roll off. So those rolls are coming back. And the rim giveth and it taketh away. They've thrown up a couple soft ones now, Goodwin and Isaiah Mobley, that haven't gone down for the Trojans. And USC back in its 2-3 zone, still leading by 5, 11 minutes left in the first half. Yakimovsky, Warren now facing up at the free throw line is Jackson. Almost had his pocket picked by Anderson. They work it around to an open corner three, and that one's in and out. And another rebound inside. No, it's knocked away and will go to the Trojans. So looked like Peterson was going to have another board. Instead, it was knocked away out of his hand. And you saw EA gamble there, and it led to an open three for Noah Williams. Trojans got lucky in that possession.
Definitely. You got to be careful with gambling in the zone. You want to stay solid and force them. So far, they're forcing them to shoot outside shots. You want to take away the paint. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Anderson will lead USC into the front court. Miles Warren trying to get low and give him some problems. Max Ogbonpolo has checked in for the first time for USC. They're looking to throw him a lob, but it wasn't there. Goodwin's at the top of the key. Now goes to Anderson on the right wing. He looks to dive inside. Anderson turns away from a double team. Now they're going cross court to Mobley. Mobley, Isaiah, will drive in the lane, gets by his man and brick the shot. And the rebound inside to Abagidi. That was a great move from Isaiah Mobley. Just missed the bunny. Now Noah Williams trying to attack the Trojans. Runs over Ethan Anderson, but I believe he was standing in the semicircle under the hoop, and that'll be a blocking foul, and it'll be two shots for Noah Williams.
Even though Isaiah, he missed the last hook shot, the right-hand hook shot, I still love his aggressiveness. He got right to his spot, two hard dribbles, went up over the defense, and he just missed it.
USC has cooled off a bit from the field. Trojans now 8 of 16, 50%. Got off to a scorching hot start again, just like the other night against Washington. Noah Williams makes his first free throw. He's a good free throw shooter. And Bonton's stint on the bench was brief. He is back out there. Bonton is a colorful dude. 6 foot, 390-pound senior from Portland. He's got a, what would you say, is that a red mop he's sporting tonight?
He's maroon.
Maroon. Okay, we'll go with maroon. It's the Cougars color,
it's a
I
Cougar
guess.
Color.
There you go. There was a lane violation called on the second free throw. It went in, but they won't count it. So that'll frustrate Kyle Smith. Point taken off the board, and the Trojans lead by 4, 19-15. Ogbonpolo on the right wing to Chavez Goodwin, top of the key. Evan Mobley is sitting now for the Trojans. Ethan Anderson on the left wing. Ethan has a look to drive baseline, gets cut off. Cross-court pass to Taj Edey. Edey almost left the spot he was passing to. Now it's Anderson at the top of the key. Trojans force the perimeter. Now they're going inside. Isaiah Mobley will hop in there. His shot is blocked. He gets it back, though. He can kick it to Edey. Edey has to get it up. He does, and he'll splash it through from three. So it wasn't the prettiest possession, but it ends in a Taj Edey triple, and Taj has a stroke in the early going as he is USC's leading scorer with 9 points. Trojans lead is 7, 22-15, largest of the night. Bonton going into to Yakimovsky. His three is long, and the weak side rebound to Edey, and Edey will look to push the other way. Edey and Anderson out there at the same time. The Trojans really have 2 point guards. Tough catch there by Edey as Noah Williams tried to jump the passing lane. They go inside to Mobley. He throws a cross-court pass to Anderson. Anderson will drive inside, kick to Edey. Edey fakes the three out to Anderson. Anderson will try the three. That's an air ball. And the ball will go out of bounds, and they'll call a foul as Chavez Goodwin got barreled over. That was a mistake by Noah Williams. That was going harmlessly out of bounds, that air ball to Washington State, and instead Noah Williams put his shoulder into Chavez Goodwin. And, wow, they're going to look at this at the scorer's table. This is how the game has changed since you were playing, Sam. They look at so much at the scorer's table now. I don't know if they ever went to the scorer's table to look at replays back in your day.
No, only to call fouls on you and technicals. Nothing else.
Well, that's what they're looking at, is to see if there would be a flagrant one on Noah Williams. I think that they will determine it as just a common foul in the end here. But
I think a lot of this, I know the new rule change. I know we want to save everyone from getting hurt, and you know, but a lot of this is overkill. You can easily see that. I think Goodwin kind of gave him a little floppy, gave him a little shoulder.
I think so too. Yeah, so. I mean, Washington State was upset that a foul was called in the first place. They're showing the replay in here. Yeah, I mean, that is just a little chicken wing from Noah Williams, who weighs 190 pounds, to Chavez Goodwin, and Chavez went down like he got shot in the chest. So a little bit of a sales job. The referees bought it. But I certainly don't think we need to talk about flagrants in this situation. It was just an arm bar right across the chest of Chavez Goodwin.
Both teams are playing hard. Yep. They're trying to get after it defensively, and those things just happen.
You could tell Washington State got smacked on Thursday night. They lost by 30 to UCLA, and they have come out and looked a much more motivated team. They gave up 54 points in the first half to UCLA. It's not a particularly high-scoring UCLA team. And so they really got smoked the other night. And they're scrambling defensively. We're seeing the Trojans have to move the ball a lot. USC's having trouble getting the ball inside. And they're, a settle three for Ethan Anderson. Not really his game.
That's what stood out to me so far, is Washington State is trying to trap the ball screens and force the Trojans' ball handlers to make a tough pass or try to steal it. And also they're leaving one-on-one in the post, but with a little help. And we're not really taking advantage of the one-on-one post matchups right now. So I look forward to, I would like to see the Mosley brothers look to get their own shots inside a little more.
Yeah, Isaiah Mobley is off to an inefficient 1-of-4 start. Chavez Goodwin is 0-of-1, and Evan Mobley is 1-of-3. So you're right. I mean, especially for interior players, they're off to a 2-for-8 start from the field. That is not peak efficiency. Evan Mobley will rejoin the action here. Chavez Goodwin sits down. There's 8 on the shot clock. I assume that will be reset to 20. And it is a common foul. And they need to, there we go, they change the shot clock. 8:57 left, 20 on the shot clock, Trojans ball. Noah Bauman is into the game for the first time. Tajidi will throw in for the Trojans, and he'll go to Bauman in the corner. Bauman drives inside, goes to Evan Mobley. Evan goes cross-court, Dagbangpolo. Now to Edie for a left corner three, and that one's pure. Tajidi, he's on fire, 5 of 6.